I can't answer that question, but I will give you some additional information, which may you can then take as you would like. There are contractors, subcontractors, who have billed in excess of $3.5 million for work done in June, July, August, and September, who are waiting for the release of the $5.2 million that we've agreed to pay with the developer's agreement. But the release of that money is contingent upon the issuance of these two building permits. So there's a chicken egg, if you will, on the payment to those contractors for June, July, and August's work based upon this decision.
And I've been getting the phone calls. So let me offer this. If we negotiate for a bond first and then recovery of the money on a holdback of the additional $1 million, that's kind of backwards. Our strength would be in negotiating for the holdback on the $1 million payable when that $1 million gets cut, that check gets cut. The fallback is, okay, then we'll negotiate with you for a personal guarantee via a bond. That would be the fallback. In open session, on the microphones, on recording, you know. But your motion is exactly backwards and doesn't include half of it. Alderman Lum.
The motion, as stated, allows them to work this through.
Is that your interpretation?
On all of the ideas that are here, you're welcome to use those. There's no stipulations or contingencies on not allowing them to come up with ideas that protect us. I mean, that's the whole reason we have, you know, staff and city assistants and special bond councils to help protect the city. So work it out so you protect us and let's move forward.
It's a requirement of protection guarantee from staff.
Go ahead. Paul wants to.
Mr. Mayor, I would ask then that the alderman modify the motion to be a bond that is in a bond form acceptable to staff and city attorney. And that permits staff to make sure that the form of the bond is meeting the various conditions that were discussed here.
Including repayment.
Right. That would be part of the form of the bond.
Is that part of your motion?
Well, it's my motion.
I mean, did you make it? Then I seconded it, but is city council had some concerns.
Mr. City Attorney.
Well, then it's everything that was stated on the record tonight will be a term in the bond, and it will include review by special counsel and bond counsel.
That was part of your original motion.
Yeah.
No.
Well,
I didn't include every comment by every council member.
Yes.
Well, is that what it is now?
No. I think it was that it will be a consideration in staff working out. It doesn't have to be a term in the bond. It will be a consideration or an option for us in coming to the final language. We have a broad parameters in what that can be. And I think it's been clear by the motion and by the second. And so if the aldermen vote in favor of the motion, they're giving us those broad parameters for a wide range of terms that include some of the options that were discussed.
Look, we're putting our trust in you. There you go.
Okay.
Staff is, whatever staff completes, council is okay with that.
You have a pretty good understanding of it. I think that.
Why can't you hash this out and call a special meeting? For God's sakes, that's what I would do. I mean, this is given way too much. And I trust. I have no problem giving staff some leeway and stuff like that. There's a lot out there, and why can't a couple days mayor call a special meeting and just come back? I hear why 2 weeks isn't, but this is a lot, and the mayor said that the motion's kind of reversed, and maybe it is, and maybe to say, hey, listen,
Well, given the direction now,
yeah,
it's okay.
Yeah.
Alderman Barber hasn't had his say.
That's what I would do. I would come back.
The parameters that you're going to include are either payment 6 months
prior to us needing it, or part of the $5 million or a deduction? Is that, or is that within your scope of what you're going to be looking at?
If you tell me this.
I believe I've heard that from the discussion here on the part of the council.
So the payment of the impact fee, either 6 months prior to when we need it, or part of the payment of the $5 million?
Both.
Okay.
Your Honor, I ask that the motions are withdrawn and we just lay this over to the mayor to call a special meeting, let staff try to hammer this out and come back. I mean, I'll make myself available. I think we all can. It would be a quick meeting, but this is all over the place. And we've been spending almost and it's a serious issue, and we've been spending all this time, and I don't think we're any further.
Alderman Wilhelm.
I don't think the motion needs to be complete withdrawn. We just need to bring it back when it's ready to the motion. That's all we have to do.
Is that your motion? To add, at the call of the chair, bring it back at the call of the chair, right?
Yes.
Is it okay? And then these guys go and negotiate. If it happens tomorrow, we can get together on
and we Saturday. Before we vote on what they're negotiating, we're going to have it back here, we're going to discuss it, and we're...
No.
We're not... That was my intention, because that's what Alderman Taylor wanted. He wanted this to come back, and this still allows staff to go do what they need to do.
So to be concise, the motion is to have staff negotiate a bond with prepayment terms and
bring it back.
And bring it back at the call of the chair.
Yeah, I'll second it.
Okay. Okay. Mm-hmm. Everybody okay? All those in favor?
Aye. Aye.
Any opposed?
Abstain.
Motion. Madam Deputy Clerk.
Alderman Andrea.
Aye.
Alderman Wilhelm.
Aye.
Alderman Taylor.
Abstain.
Alderman Barber.
Aye.
Alderman Nelson.
Aye.
Four ayes, no noes, one abstention, one absent. Okay. Item G14 is a resolution to authorize Rueckert Milkey to do a water model for the water utility, $26,000.
Can they get this ahead of the impact fee study, please?
I think it's a different group, but
I don't care. Let's get it back here.
You okay with that, Glenn?
I can ask.
Alderman Wilhelm.
Page 196, the resolution correction, the second whereas. Pretty obvious typo.
Approximately?
And the reason I say it, Your Honor, is we spent a lot of money with Rueckert Milkey, and they should not be dragging their feet on this. I mean, staff dragged it long enough. Impact fees. I mean, when was the first motion? I want to know. I want to email tomorrow of when the first motion directing staff to come back with impact fee. Well, I want to know when that was.
The second one was in February of this year, I think.
Exactly.
Yeah.
It's total crap that we're talking first quarter. That means it's well over a year.
Yeah.
But Rueckert Milkey needs a move on this, or else we'll find someone else to start doing work for us. Too busy. I'm voting no on this.
Mr. Just to be clear, Rueckert Milkey was not substantially to blame for the delay up through about last time, about 5 weeks ago when I gave him a bunch of documentation. But I know that they were wrapping up two other projects right then before he was doing it. But the substantial delay was in our own workload, not Rueckert Milkey's.
Maybe I'll vote yes.
You're awfully malleable today. Okay, anybody else? All right, on the motion, all those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. With the correction as noted.
Thank you. Any opposed? Who made the first on that, please? All right, is there a motion regarding this?
So moved.
I made the motion with the correction as noted. Yeah.
Wilhelm first, Barber second. All those in favor?
Aye. Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries. We did that twice in a row and got it the same way. G15, financial report, any
motion to see in place on file.
Second.
Okay. All those in favor?
Aye.
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 Any opposed? Motion carries. G16 is property
motion approved.
And casualty insurance program.
Second.
Discussion. All those in favor? Signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. Aye. Any opposed? Motion carries. Since he abstained a couple of times tonight, we'll go to I-1 licenses.
Hey.
Hey, guys.
I don't know how that works, but I did it anyway.
All right, Ponga. Approve of the letter. We have Honey Butter Cafe approves, Hohen approved, Razzo approved, Smith approved, Franklin Health Department approved, Franklin Historical Society approved pending insurance, next to approve, back page, first four approve, VFW post 10394 approved pending insurance.
Second, Mayor.
I got a question too. I'll
I just wanted to give the council a little update on what the Honey Butter Cafe is.
I don't have a question on it.
Oh, yeah.
Okay. So that is Pantheon. They're talking about taking over two spaces over by Pick and Save. And so they would be taking their liquor license with them over there. And they plan on moving to a more breakfast organic type of... Breakfast lunch type of food fare.
Mr. City Attorney, you're on.
Alderwoman, did you receive the email that I sent early this morning that the clerk directed with regard to the motion on this subject matter?
I did not see my email today.
I did not.
The one copy I don't bring. Off the top of my head, the recollection of the directed from the city clerk motion was to grant this license subject to a surrender of the license for
Pantheon?
Quote, the old address where it currently or previously was.
I'll amend that motion.
Provision of a valid lease for the new premises and compliance with all state and city of Franklin regulations.
I'll amend my motion on Honey butter.
Honey butter. It's like honey and boo-boo.
And just for the record, no emails have came into my email since Monday, so I didn't get anything today for some reason.
Didn't come back to me. I'll resend it when I get back to work after this
meeting. No, I'm sure it's there. It's just it's not linking up. So.
Okay. On that motion, all those in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries. Item H, vouchers. Is there a motion approving the following city vouchers and ending dated December 2nd, 2019, in the amount of $981,747.50, and payroll dated November 22nd, in the amount of $428,572.65, and payments to the various payroll deductions, in the amount of $437,990.45, and city matching payments, and estimated payroll for December the 6th, estimated $400,000, and payments to the various payroll deductions, estimated $235,000, plus city matching payments, and approval to release payment tonight bearing the amount of $1,780,412.10.
So moved.
Second.
Madam Deputy Clerk.
Alderman Nelson.
Aye.
Alderman Barber.
Aye.
Alderman Taylor.
Aye.
Alderman Wilhelm.
Aye.
Alderman Gale.
Aye.
Motion carries, 5 ayes, no noes, 1 absent, no abstentions. With that, we will go back to item G17, which is a closed session. Is there a motion to enter closed session pursuant to Wisconsin Stat 19.8571B for market competition and bargaining reasons to deliberate and consider terms relating to potential commercial, industrial, manufacturing development and proposals in the investment of public funds and governmental actions in relation thereto, and to affect such developments, including terms and provisions of potential development agreements for, including but not limited to, the properties at the northeast corner of South 76th Street and West Ryan Road, and re-enter open session the same place thereafter to act on such matters as discussed
so moved.
As deemed as appropriate.
Second.
Oh, Madam Deputy Clerk, when you get it. Alderman Dandrea.
Aye.
Alderman Wilhelm.
Aye.
Alderman Taylor.
Aye.
Alderman Barber.
Aye.
Alderman Nelson.
Aye.
Motion carries. We are in closed session.
Hey, Mark, will you check with IT on why I can't sign in to...
There you go.
I just figured your district and you were okay. I'm a supporter. Are we
recording?
Just trying to be accommodating. You didn't want it.
It is 8:35. 5. We are back in open session. We move on to G18. Is there a motion to enter closed session pursuant to Wisconsin Stat 19.85 sub 1 sub E for market competition and bargaining reasons to deliberate and consider terms relating to potential development and proposal and the investing of public funds and governmental actions in relation thereto and to affect such development, including the terms and provisions of a potential development agreement for the development of a property located on the south side of West Elm Road at approximately 3500 West area, where West Elm Road to be extended to the west, consisting of approximately 79.79 acres bearing the tax key as listed, and return to open session thereafter.
So move.
Second.
Madam Deputy Clerk.
Alderman Dandreff.
Aye.
Alderman Wilhelm.
Aye.
Alderman Taylor.
Aye.
Alderman Barber.
Aye.
Alderman Nelson.
Aye.
We are now in closed session. We're back in open session at 8:52. No action to be taken on the previous item. We go to G19. Is there a motion to enter closed session pursuant to Wisconsin Stat 19.85 sub 1 sub E for market competition and bargaining reasons to deliberate and consider terms relating to potential development, potential property acquisitions and public improvements and developments and agreements for tax incremental district number 4 in the Franklin Corporate Park, including but not limited to properties located at 3617 West Oakwood Road, tax key is listed, and 3548 County Line Road, tax key is listed, and investing of public funds and governmental actions in relation thereto to affect such acquisitions and developments, re-enter open session the same place thereafter to act on such matters. Madam Deputy Clerk, when you get a second.
Alderman Nelson.
Aye.
Alderman Barber.
Aye.
Alderman Taylor.
Aye.
Alderman
Wilhelm.
Aye. Alderman
Dandreff. We are in closed session.
All right, I said 9 o'clock.
It's 9:07, and we are back in open session. No action to be taken on the previous item. Is there a motion to adjourn?
Second.
All those in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries.